It's time for A Minute with Mike. With Mike Arturi, the drummer of Love and Spoonful and founder of Universal Music Center.
This is Mike Arturi from Universal Music Center, and today we are here with one of our star instructors, Susan Forsythe. And Susan is a very, very accomplished musician. She's been a member of 6 different symphony orchestras. She's appeared on stage in string sections for Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, many Motown artists, and lots of very, very high-profile Christian groups as well. We're very happy to have her as an instructor here at Universal Music Center. And we're going to talk a little bit today about the importance of practicing, because Susan enjoys practicing in her own life and also stresses the importance of practicing. So Susan, talk to us a little bit about your process, you know, and when you were starting out with the violin, and how did you come to your position of enjoying practicing?
Well, I'm glad to be able to say I've always enjoyed practicing, and I think it was because when I first started playing violin at 10 years old, my teacher told me to practice 30 minutes a day, and I did. And I came home from school, I had a designated time, and I practiced. But then as time went on and more was required of me, I learned that it's important to practice not only long periods of time, but intelligently. So it's important that you not only play, but you think about what you're going to play. You prepare to practice, or you prepare to play. You study the music, if it's written music that you're playing, for some period of time before you even put your hands to the instrument. Mm-hmm. It's really important if it's a difficult piece that I may look at it for 2 weeks before I even start to play it.
And what are you looking at? Are you analyzing the structure, the arrangement, or the flow of the music, or the harmonics of it? What are you looking at?
All those things. And then as a string player, you're looking at the bow distribution. Where is my bow going to be here? What do I have to do physically? First of all, what I want to do musically with the piece and how I'm going to produce that. Mm-hmm. But then also, every music has difficult parts. And so if you have a strategy for those difficult parts before you begin. Great. Now, it may take you 30 seconds to look through. But you know, sometimes I have students that are sight reading or even playing a piece that they've practiced and they'll miss a sharp or a flat. It's because they just neglected to look at the key signature before they began. It's just preparing the brain and then letting the body go.
Well, thank you very much, Susan. It's fantastic, and we're so proud to have you here at Universal Music Center, and we thank you once again.
You're welcome.